Meditations on Our Place in the World. This episode features poems by three Northeast Ohio-based writers. Each poem offers a different perspective on our place in the world, whether that's admiring a vast wilderness, considering a view of Earth from space, or backyard stargazing. Starstruck by Kathy Barber, in response to Sarah Cabot's Lead 2020. When the moon rises and a few stars emerge above the city lit with all its towering streetlights and convenience stores selfishly glowing, sometimes a tired person will plunk down on a metal porch chair, one with brightly colored cushions to cup one's bones, and stare out at her rectangle of clover and crabgrass, perhaps beyond the curb to the two narrow lanes where an 8-year-old rides in tight circles, and across to the slanting cement steps on the facing 2-bedroom. She might wave, and someone might wave back, and both might scan the dandelions amid the green and think, tonight, these are my private stars. This rectangle, my only sky. The next work in this episode is a cento. Cento is a Latin word for patchwork, which signifies that the poem is created, or assembled, from lines of poetry by other poets. In this case, poet Marion Boyer fashioned this poem from the inspiring words of astronauts from the Space Shuttle and Apollo missions. Cento for Yugen by Marion Boyer.
Look at the moon. Silver. It floats in silence, in eternal cold. I am one of the lucky ones to see the moon close up. I tell you, until I saw Earth from space, I never knew what round meant. The bright Earth, pretty and blue, slow swirling veils of white in blackness, emptiness beyond imagination. Delicate, clean. My God, I thought, touch it and it would crumble. Everything dear, everyone you love, every human who ever was suspended there. Our tiny world, alone in a sunbeam. And the sun, less than halfway through its life, ripens a bunch of grapes, as if it had nothing else to do.
The music of Johann Sebastian Bach is often described as profound. In this slow movement from the concerto for oboe and violin in C minor, the sweeping arcs of melody seem to contain the heavens, while the conversation-like exchange between the soloists could be said to symbolize man's relationship to earth and the heavens. As you listen, be mindfully present to how the oboe and violin interact with one another. Are they finishing each other's thoughts, or uniting to move in parallel? Tamed by Shea Sanchez.
Bald sycamores spear the sky. Their stark white, a cold vein against the neck of day. Wind knifes the river's rind, scratching summer's old soliloquies. Farewell, farewell. Ripples hurry toward the bend where autumn's light and winter's burden collide. Sunlight squints open the cloud's lamina of silver gelatin. Briefly, warmth tenders us all, wakes us to this fleeting life. Briefly, we remember we're not the ones who tame this world.
These meditations are brought to you by Les Délices. You can learn more about the music and poetry for our meditations on Les Délices' website, lesdelices.org. If you're enjoying this series, I invite you to take a moment and send us your feedback by completing a short survey. Just visit www.lesdelices.org/meditations.